As our beloved Lord Maitreya speaks his heart to you, will you feel the fullness of his reality, his presence, and the desire within him to give you all the love from his life stream that you can stand at this time to become a part of your life stream to render greater service to the nation and all mankind. Beloved ones of the love of God's heart, I enter in with you today in a cosmic assistance to our beloved Saint Germain that shall as surely bless you and bless all mankind as that the sun exists and ever pours its blessing to this system of worlds. I am very real, my dear ones, and I shall prove my reality to you as an eternal gift of my heart's flame of love into your life stream, that the energy of your own life may bless you with those powers which are within my love. I want you to accept today the great action of life in its ever-expanding perfection to all that is, and that under the great cosmic law's requirements, that which is greater is ever giving more of itself to that which is not as great as itself. Therefore, today I shall show you the power of my love. Today I shall unite, with your permission, the flame of my heart's love to your life stream till it becomes in you a cosmic action of my power and victory of that love, which wherever you move consumes hate and leaves the light of its presence to ever abide in its commanding victory. I want to show you today, my loved ones, the power of our cosmic love. And I trust I may open the veil in the atmosphere of earth and let you behold some of the great gifts and blessings of God's mighty love. I want you to feel today that everything in the atmosphere of earth is obedient to the flame of my heart's love. And it would be obedient to the flame of your heart's love did you understand just how powerful the love of your own life's unfed flame actually is in both your electronic body and the higher mental body. And through use in the outer self, how great that flame could become in and around you to consume all that has ever been of human impurity or distress. Now I shall touch upon a subject which only love can make clear to you, and only your own personal experiences can prove to you the magic of its power and the victory of its presence. Each of you has experienced, I'm quite sure, some of your loved ones leaving the body and going into either the ascension or the octave of light. And to your outer physical senses, the presence of that loved one seems not to be here. And yet, the presence of love forever abides, and to it there are no barriers anywhere in creation. So today, with my love entering in to your life flame, the energy of your own life, I can help to part the veil in the atmosphere of earth and reveal to you in the octave of light and into the ascended master's octave the blessing that our love constantly bestows and the magic power that it is to enter any sphere wherein the greater knowledge and perfection of life abides to give you its blessings if you are strong enough in the love of your own mighty I Am presence to open the door from your side of life and enter in to that which is within the light. Now, these great spheres of life's great treasure house and life's greater understanding and magnificent wisdom are always held within the great power of the unfed flame in its cosmic action. And the only scepter of authority that ever has power to command the door opened to you is your own heart's love and upreaching through your presence into those great spheres of activity which forever hold within them everything that can ever come into outer manifestation through the command of love. Now, the love to which I refer has nothing to do with personal possession or personal attachment to individuals. I am talking about the supreme love of all creation, wherein the great activities of the sacred fire, of the unfed flame, hold in perfect balance the wisdom, the love, and the power, which, when united, produce manifestation everywhere of perfection. Now, you feel sometimes that your loved ones have gone, or at least they're not quite as physically present as they used to be. And yet, I want you to realize, if you have loved them here, and they have loved you, that love is eternal. That cannot die. And that is the pathway, mark you, of light, on which you may travel through your thought and feeling and enter in to the octave of light where they abide, and under the conscious direction of the assisting master, receive the knowledge and the love and the peace concerning their progress and their attitude toward you. Precious one, the only veil in all creation between your outer physical sight and your mental and feeling world is your own thought and feeling about anything. Therefore, if those of your loved ones have entered into the octave of light, or in the ascended state have come into our octave, then, my dear ones, your love is the passport and the scepter of power, which from this side of life forms a pathway of light to your loved one. And then, while the body is asleep at night, you may leave it and go on the pathway of your own love into the octave of light and asking your beloved divine director or the Archangel Michael, or your mighty Saint Germain, or mighty Cosmos, anyone who is authority over the life streams of mankind on this earth, to take you to your loved one and ask to be given whatever will be of the greatest assistance, give you the explanation that will bring great happiness and peace into your own world, you may there abide with the assistance of the Master until the knowledge is given, and you bring the awareness of that back into the intellectual consciousness in the waking state. Now, this is no more trouble, precious ones, than going through that door. It is just as natural an action of life, because your very love to one who has crossed your life stream as a member of your own family is an open door which you can consciously command to swing wide and reveal to you what the ascended masters know concerning your loved one. You do not need to know all the intermediate steps or the progress or the conditions of the individual. Ask to be shown what the ascended masters know about your loved one, and then bring back that power in the waking state that your outer intellect and your feeling may be at peace. My dear one, you cannot get out of this universe, neither can your loved one. And if you loved one of your family here, well, your love can travel everywhere, and that love can reach your loved one. Love cannot get out of the universe, and love cannot lose its own. Therefore, that which the great law of life has given to you to bless you will forever bless you, and you in turn can be a blessing to it. So I want you to feel that those who have passed into the ascension from the I Am student body are no farther away when you send them your love than your own heart. They are nearer than breathing, closer than breathing, and nearer than hands and feet. Your love for them gave you the joy of association with their life stream in this physical embodiment. Therefore, when they go into the next great schoolroom of existence, they have not separated from your love. They are but accomplishing more with their own life's love. And in that greater accomplishment, they are just as close to your life stream as they were here. So in this way, you can release yourselves from great grief. And you can, my dear ones, with this conscious understanding, you could lift the grief of the world, which can only be lifted by conscious understanding. Mankind have no way by which to remove grief from the feelings of mankind except by obedience to the light of their own mighty I Am presence. And then, when you call for the light of your mighty I Am presence, through its great unfed flame of love from the great central sun, floods into the energy of your feeling world, then it becomes for you the peace-commanding presence. Just mark you now the love of your own mighty I Am presence as it blazes its light into your bodies and into your mental and feeling world, becomes peace to your outer self. And what do you think my flame of love becomes when I unite it with your life stream? When I choose to pour the flame of love from my own life into your heart's flame and into the energy of your life stream. Why do you suppose I do that? That I may give you the cosmic power of my activity of the sacred fire, which, when it is united with your own heart's flame, becomes the consuming authority and commanding presence to consume hate. Now, it might be difficult for you in the unascended state when you contact conditions that are so frightfully charged with hate and viciousness. It might be quite difficult for you alone to try to handle a mass momentum of hate that belongs either to a group of people or perhaps a city or a nation. But they don't worry me. Their hate can't enter my heart's flame. Their hate can't touch my life stream's great energy, because I have become, through long, long centuries of obedience and use of the great power of the sacred fire, I have become the invincible cosmic authority of the love of the sacred fire. So when hate seems to appear, the flame at my command passes through all that energy and substance and so purifies it that I can leave, mark you, my flame of life planted eternally where hate has seemed to be in the past. Today, as I unite my heart flame of love with yours, so can you become a similar activity of blessing wherever you move in the physical octave, provided your motive is that to reach your ascension by entering into your own mighty I Am presence, and then to become part of the great cosmic activities of creation to this system of worlds. Precious one, could you see, could the great scroll of life be revealed to you by drawing aside the atmosphere of earth and letting you behold for a few moments the great cosmic scheme of creation and watch its action? Could you see to what height you may attain by becoming our great flame of the love of the sacred fire and our victorious unfed flame as of 1,000 suns? My dear one, everything in the physical world would become to you nothing so far as any effort to touch you would be concerned. When you see the gigantic opportunity on the great divine plan's cosmic vista ahead for every life stream that is concerned with attaining the ascension and fulfilling the great divine plan for this world, then, my dear one, not all the pull of all mankind together could even register within your feeling world. You become, my dear one, a being with a charmed existence, occupied with a great, magnificent achievement to which you reach, endowed hourly with greater power to get there, and in the great enjoyment of flooding forth those great powers of life's perfection, you arise into the mastery that makes everything human recede before your command, and nothing of the outer world could ever again draw you into the shadows of its own desire. Desire the fulfillment of the great cosmic attainment of those magnificent things that are to come into the outer physical world, become a part of our great service to life. Use our great activities of the sacred fire. Absolutely united with your own life streams, energy and activity of the unfed flame, and go forward to victorious accomplishment in everything your heart desires. When you lift the desire, which is the feeling of the outer self, into the great desire of the present and the ascended host, to produce the beauty and perfection that is in our octave here in this world, and that draws all mankind up and out of their limitations to attain that greater glory. My dear one, not all mankind together could sway you from your divine purpose and your high estate to which you are heir. I want to lift your attention today out of connection with everything that has been of human limitation in your world. And I want you to live each day in conscious recognition of the fact that I have joined my life flame to yours, that the power of cosmic service, which is now mine, may become a thrill to you in reaching to the heights and disconnecting you from the sordidness of the outer world and its petty human selfish desire. Oh, my dear ones, great is the wisdom of life, wondrous and boundless is its love, invincible and eternally free is its life. Therefore, as our life becomes part of your life in the unascended state, you may go forward and do many things that to the rest of mankind seem perfectly phenomenal and miraculous. And yet, is it? Isn't it all the action of life? And my life, that for so many centuries has poured forth its great love to quell mankind's hatred and selfishness, my life becomes authority in you over which you have full conscious command to go forth and consume hate or anything else that seems to be an obstruction in your way or a delay to the most wonderful, victorious attainment. Now let me show you how real is this activity of the sacred fire to which I refer. When the Master Jesus, before entering upon his public ministry, received the blessing from the Lord the Mahachohan, and the tongue of flame descended upon his forehead, that was when the Lord the Mahachohan gave the flame of his life to unite with the flame of the life of the Master Jesus. And then he went forward in conscious command of the natural forces of this world to render his service till his ministry was through. And that was part of the power that enabled him to be the example of the resurrection and the life and leave the record of the ascension to all. Again, after his ascension, those tongues of flame descended again to the disciples. And then they went forward in the greater miraculous powers of life, using those powers to produce so-called miracles until their service was finished. And today, I am offering you a similar thing by the flame of my love uniting with the flame of your life, that hatred may not have dominion over you And if you take your conscience command, it shall not touch you nor enter your world. Regardless of all the scheming designs of all mankind put together, when my heart's flame becomes part of your life, then I stand as your personal guard and the invincible protection of the sacred fire around you in whatever you wish to accomplish that is of cosmic import to yourselves, your nation, or the fulfillment of the mighty Saint Germain's divine plan. Thank you, my loved ones. Please be seated. As the whirlwind of mankind's own human desires of the outer self and the human habit pull upon the attention and feelings of mankind, they draw them down into the quicksand of destructive forces. Therefore, unless you have a goal that draws you in the opposite direction, you will either go the way of the world, or you must draw the power of the sacred fire that is strength enough to stand against it, and then arising on the wings of your own life's authority and power, arise into those gigantic accomplishments that are so thrilling in the use of the greater powers of life that nothing can sway you, nothing can pull you aside, and all mankind's desires put together cannot even reach you. Set before yourselves a gigantic task to accomplish, one that reaches unto the heights. Become one with our cosmic service to the earth, and we can endow you with powers mankind do not understand. And to those who have set the high goal and are determined to reach it, nothing shall draw you aside. Thank you, precious one. Please be seated. Do you want to know the cause of mankind's failure in the outer world? It is this. Many times in the younger years of a life stream, the individual has great divine ambitions to accomplish some great worthy purpose and to reach under the heights of more than ordinary attainment. If the individual is fortunate enough to be guarded and the attention held upon the high purpose, and the individual makes conscious effort toward that, the energy becomes qualified and becomes like a great magnet to draw the outer self up and into that victorious attainment. But if, having once seen the heights and desiring to reach thereunto, the outer self turns and amuses itself with entanglements for the emotional bodies of others. And they dwell in the human desires of this individual, that individual, and another individual, qualifying always their own energy and their own feeling world with that with which they come in contact. Then at the time when you would reach to the height to grasp your victory and glorious attainment, you will find the results of those desires facing you to cause delay, to cause failure, to cause ill health, to cause lack, to cause you to fail to accomplish your purpose. And that's the only cause of failure. Once you want the divine and you choose to aspire to knowledge that is in the higher spheres of life, once you desire to go to the heights and do the great, magnificent, constructive work that the other great beings of God's life are attaining, then if that be your real desire, watch that your atmosphere and the energy of your emotional world be guarded by the sacred fire that others' desires upon you do not draw you from your high estate. You must decide, and decide every moment of every day, whether you wish to go to the heights or whether you wish to experiment with more of the misery of the outer world, become entangled in the whirlwind of mankind's human desires that as surely take you to failure as that they exist. There is only one desire that will take you out of limitation. There is only one desire that will bring you illumination. There is only one desire that will clothe you with the power of mastery and its victorious attainment. There is only one desire that will take you into the full victory of God's mighty presence and make you the co-creator of the universe, one with that which controls this whole system of worlds. And that one thing is to keep your vision upon your presence and the great handiwork of the ascended host who govern the system of worlds, and those great spheres of magnificent beauty and boundless power. Anchor your attention there, and hear not the call of those in the darkness of their own desires, who reaching their hand out, if they touch you, will contaminate you and keep you from your attainment. You must decide that either you belong to God in the greatest heights of creation, in the great cosmic work of magnificent manifestation in the universe, or that you desire to experiment with that which produces only misery. Happiness, beauty, perfection, and satisfaction of life come only from the great realms of life that are greater than this physical world. And everything the outer world can offer you and the gratification of the desires of the outer self has under it a serpent coil, and will one day demand payment. You can't serve two masters. Either you want mastery which comes from the heights of light, or you want the amusement of the senses, which as surely as you exist will take you to limitation and degradation and destruction, until even life will have nothing longer to do with the body. When the body comes to the place where it does not longer give everything into the service of the light, then it disintegrates. And if disintegration has started, the individual should read the book of life of his or her own life, which the outer self is, and taking cognizance of the causes that have generated the conditions that now abide in the physical structure, learn the lesson of life and go where misery is not. I am called the great initiator, because when individuals come to the place where they really want to serve the light and do something that is worthwhile to bring greater light to the earth, that by its magnetic attraction it may draw the rest of mankind out of the darkness of these desires, well, then, when that desire goes forth to serve the greater light and draw its greater powers to produce perfection in the physical world, then I come to observe the life stream. And if I find the outer self is determined to go to the light, then I become the guard of the unfed flame. Then, if you are absolutely determined, if you are dauntless in your decision, if your purpose is to reach the heights that you may be equipped with greater power to purify and perfect the world, then, under the action of the cosmic law, I am permitted to clothe you with the light flame of my love, and my heart's flame becomes one with yours. Then, my dear one, that becomes a magnet for you to rise above your limitations, to draw the boundless powers required to give you victory, and to take you forth with inexhaustible strength to accomplish the most gigantic tasks, and to reach the tremendous height of cosmic power, and those powers of the cosmic Christ are yours to command into the physical octave. When the call of human desire can no longer be heard by you whose attention has become fastened to the height, I say to those who really want mastery over the conditions of this world, who want to have bodies as beautiful as a higher mental body, who want eternal youth within these bodies, who want the unlimited use of energy to accomplish divine manifestations in the physical octave, you must become deaf to the call and the desire of other human beings to claw upon your life stream for their own ends. If you care to accept today the mantle of my enfolding flame of love, I can make you cease to hear the voice of human desire. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Now let me tell you that which is as eternal as the universe itself. If you decide with all your being that your world shall be forever from this hour the world of the real, which means the world of the perfection of light, the world of the victory of the unfed flame, the world of boundless opulence, the world of mastery and freedom, the world of our invincible authority over all substance and energy everywhere, then you become sealed, as it were, to the legions of light and the octaves of perfection. If you decide to still experiment with the amusements of the senses, do not complain when they come back and demand payment from you, because as surely as they amuse you, will they cost you much. Live, my dear ones, if you so desire. I cannot draw you. I could not force anything upon you, either the knowledge nor the discipline. I could not offer you any reward. The law does not permit it, but I can draw the veil aside, show you the height and that which you may become. I can show you the way to reach those heights. I can hold your hand. I can protect you. I can radiate to you my love, and that is priceless. But if I do, it must be because you are through with the experiment of human desire. People have chased the ephemeral desires of the outer self age after age after age. And today the world is in perhaps the greatest degradation and chaos and darkness of hate that has ever yet come at any one time. Do you think those human desires are worthwhile when they demand such terrible payment? I would not take you farther than you can go of your own choice. Because unless you have the strength of the light in yourself to aspire to some great cosmic height and enjoy the process of drawing forth the greater powers that enable you to accomplish your attainment of that great victory. Well, if you have not the strength of the light, you would fall by the wayside. But to those among you who have decided on your high estate as the goal of your physical experience in this world and determined to have that mastery clothe the outer self in all your outer activities, then, precious one, I can make you immune to human desire, and then the people of the world can claw upon you to their heart's content, but they cannot reach you. They cannot make you feel their feelings that would delay you on the pathway or perhaps ultimately make you fail. That is why I have offered to those who are sincere and whose attention is to the highest of God's attainments, those who have decided upon their mastery and the ascension, those who are giving their attention to the great beings who are the powerhouse of creation, to those will I give the flame of my love and make you and keep you immune to the touch even of human desire. And, precious one, within my love is a peace you have never known until it unites with your own unfed flame in your heart and becomes a great, calm, commanding, victorious presence within you that nothing on earth can ever change or destroy. Even though you stood amidst the wreck of worlds, still would you be the peace-commanding authority and presence of perfection and the victory of the unfed flame. So, precious one, my gift is more valuable than you know. It is as real as eternity. It contains all that you would ever require in this physical world. My loved one, it is the same as your own electronic body or the higher metal body, that white fire presence of that eternal, masterful authority of life. Precious one, could I show you once from the inner standpoint what happens to a life stream that does not stay with its attention upon the height? Even though sometimes it starts out with the vision lifted and aspires to that which is the fulfillment of its own divine plan, unless it is strengthened and guarded by conscious knowledge of the mighty I Am presence and the full understanding of the unfed flame as the authority of the sacred fire that is always the controlling force over everything human. My dear one, this is what takes place. When one aspires to the height, and many times in the younger years, visions have been given to individuals of those heights to which they should attain, as a magnet to draw the outer self up and into its own full freedom and eternal victory. Many times, those life streams are drawn off of their determination to accomplish that great divine perfection. When those things take place, it is as if individuals whose hands were soiled reach upon the garment of one ascending. And if there are too many, and the soil is left upon that garment of the outer world's desires, if you do not cut them away and keep yourselves free from them, one day the clawing hands of the outer world, reaching to touch your garment of light, will swing you aside, and then they will gloat over your failure. The forces of light draw all upward. The forces of human desire can only take you to degradation. Therefore, if I were you, I would give everyone unconditional freedom to go to the heights, and I would be no part of anything that might cast a shadow upon God's light in anyone's life stream. Be no part of the desires of the outer world. Let your motives be as pure as the heart of the central sun. Know one thing only. That is the highest attainment in all creation is possible to you if you really want it, if you decide to move forward toward its great mastery, if you look into the light and demand that its presence loathe you and take your stand that human desire and creation of other individuals touch not the energy of your life stream. You either belong to the heights of purity on the victorious attainment of these magnificent activities of perfection in our octave, or if you look the other way, only time can ever tell what the results are that will follow. And if I were you, I would take my attention off of every other human being on this planet except to call the light into each one to so strengthen the desire of the mighty I Am presence to reach to the height of mastery and freedom in the victory of the ascension, that you become no part of anything that would pull another down into the shadows. Because if you pull another person down into human desire, you will find your own feet caught in the quicksand of the other person's failure, and none can escape if they do. Be no part of using anything in your world to influence anybody to anything except to take them to the height. If you be beautiful, then command that your beauty shall be the magnetic pull of your mighty I Am presence and the victory of light from the great central sun that shall stand as an example and a great magnet to draw everyone who gazes upon you into the desire to go into the ascent of Master Shakti. Then you would have beauty that ever expands and is eternal. What think you have been the causes that have made the inroads of age and limitation upon mankind? Within every life stream, there is the feeling and the light and the knowledge that knows, I tell you truth, that mankind's original divine plan is to go to those heights of manifestation in the use of the cosmic powers of life to produce whole systems of oils and take them forward in beauty and happiness and perfection that is boundless and eternal. Let no hidden desire remain in anyone's feeling world to touch any other life stream to claim anything for self. The great cosmic law is acting to draw all mankind up into the light once again. And I come with this flame of love to those who have decided to go to the heights to be their invincible protection and guard that no one's human desire ever touch them again. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Set a goal for yourselves, my dear ones, that is worth your very best effort and every effort you have ever made or ever will make for the rest of eternity in trying to attain it, to reach to those great cosmic heights of creation. In the use of cosmic powers that bring only joy and perfection and mastery for eternity. Place before you like a day star that draws you on into its height, the great cosmic accomplishment of some gigantic service to the universe and the little petty pull of the human will no longer register in your world. And then people with their foolish nonsense of hypnotic control through the senses, be they thought or feeling, can no more reach you than they could reach into the central sun. The human is a strange, strange creation. Because even after it knows this law, even after people have seen cause and effect take place again and again and know that the law is absolute, still in secret they go on with their own petty desires to make some other human being do their will or stay with them when they belong to the heights of God. Therefore, to those blessed ones who have attained the ascension, I would say to you who love them, be they members of your own family or not, I say to you, the love that comes from them to you is the divinest thing of all eternity. And that can become like a great searchlight and a magnet around your physical bodies that shall repel human limitations and desires, that shall clothe you in their great, now mark you, in their ascended master power to help you. And they will not refuse you once. Whenever they see you making conscious effort to overcome destructive conditions, their flame of love can clothe you in its mantle that sets you free from those outer world disturbances and makes you the victor in every set of circumstances. If your goal has been to the greatest height of perfection. Oh, my dear one, it is not wise, or the great cosmic law would have permitted it long ago. But there are certain substances of a precipitated nature that we could draw into the physical octave that would act like a mirror to the mental and feeling world of the individual. And if the individual stood in front of that substance, it would reveal the motive and the desire as plainly as you would see your image in a mirror. And if mankind could sometimes see their own inner motives in the feeling, they would not try to fool themselves or others with the things they say and do in the outer. Life, after all, is a great mirror. And I want to remind you of a statement you've all heard, but don't quite believe it applies to everyone. You remember the statement, meditate on this in secret, and the Lord will reward you openly. The Lord happens to be the law of energy and vibration. Whatever you meditate upon in secret, so-called, in your own inner thoughts and feelings, will as surely outpicture in screaming evidence, if it be discordant, in magnificent beauty and freedom, if it be perfection, to the outer world. What you contemplate in secret, the great law of energy will reward you with in public. So, beloved one, I have come today of my own free will. I consulted no one except the mighty Saint Germain today, that I might reveal this to you and offer the flame of my life's love to become one with your life's unfed flame, to give this power of insulation against all human pull of the outer world to those under this radiation. Many of you whose loved ones are ascended are with me in that divine purpose. And if you have accepted a high accomplishment and a transcendent service to life as the goal and use of all your energy in the future, you shall have, now mark my words, a concourse of being of the unfed flame to ever pour to you greater and greater strength and be your shield against the pull of all human desire. And there isn't a human being or all on earth could ever disturb you after that. I will guarantee you a peace you have never felt, and that will never leave you, because it is the flame of my love and its mastery over everything. In the world that is caught in the whirlwind of its own desires, my dear ones, it is a miracle to find this many people who are even looking to the light with conscious understanding of a mighty I Am presence and the conscious use of their own authority to try to reach to the height. Therefore, your desire and your effort to attain that which is greater than what the rest of mankind is reaching toward, your very desire to reach up and gain the victory by the power of the greater light automatically draws the mercy of the great law and the assistance of those who direct the sacred fire. So from this day, go forward with a happy, free heart. Set your goal, and the greatest thing in the universe shall come to serve you, if need be, to fulfill your desire to render the service in the fulfillment of the great divine plan of this world that become the perfection of the future. If you desire to accomplish some great attainment in order to render greater service, and your joy is to use all your energy in that desire to offer back to life a greater service of perfection, then there is no height that will not pour its blessings to serve you. There is nothing too great for accomplishment. There is nothing you can ask that cannot be granted you, even in the use of so-called miraculous powers, if you are determined that the great work and the great victorious accomplishment is to go to assist your mighty Saint Germain in purifying and freeing the world. There isn't a thing those great ones would ever withhold from any of you. And do you not think I love you if I offer each of you the flame of my life to join your life, that together we may serve all life in fulfilling the mighty Saint Germain's divine plan? Thank you, precious ones. Please remain seated. The messenger touched only lightly upon not only a possibility, but that which is a permanent part of the incoming golden age. There will again come forth on this earth, as in those former golden ages, great music temple, wherein the music from our octave becomes the great joy of those who wish to serve in those temples, and those who choose to sing our music and gather the momentum of its victorious flame, the unfed flame of music, can sing their way into the ascension. I think that is a great blessing of life. When we behold even many of those who have ascended go through even the temporary struggle of passing from over the bridge from the human to the divine, when we see the suffering, oh, we long to fill this world with those great temples of music in which the joy and the sound is so marvelous and so powerful in its great release of perfection that it will almost sweep you into the atmosphere as you let your heart's flame and your great life streams, outpouring of that unfed flame, join the great, great activity of the sacred fire of our love and the great cosmic bell of freedom. I am offering you the picture that it may be a magnet in your worlds to which you can attach yourselves if you so desire. And my loved ones, those of you who have loved music, those of you who have done things in the past along those channels, those of you who have had happiness in those channels, shall begin to experience what the higher mental body can easily bestow upon your outer selves when your attention and your energy is given into that great service of music. And my dear ones, then the unfed flame in your heart, expanding through the outer self, becomes a raising activity within you. Then our flames from our octave as they surround yours have become one with yours, become the magnetic pull that raises you also. And all that would raise you would raise the rest of mankind proportionately. Just as in every ascension, were this desk to be covered with a cloth like this, were you to lift one portion of that, you could lift it all. What would raise one portion would raise everything else to some degree. And so it is with your music. If you choose to render that service that the cosmic music can give, and you demand its victorious presence in the physical octave of Earth as swiftly as possible, and then you unite your energy with that music from our spheres of activity, and we, calling the angelic host and the celestial choir to join their flame of music to yours, you become the leavening power in the mental and feeling world of all mankind. And that music can sing through the energy in the mental and feeling world of every human being on earth, till it compels the motive in individuals to change from the human to the divine. Because we can charge that music with those activities of the sacred fire that are forever the ruling authority in all creation. Through the flames from our octave and the violet flame that you call forth in the physical decrees, charged into the energy of your music, can so intensify the blue lightning of our cosmic purity that it could burn its way through anything and everything and burn out the wrong desires in mankind. And then, my dear one, the change in mankind would be permanent. Therefore, life has provided a most magnificent way and means of still releasing mankind from the reactions of their own mistakes. Therefore, let your attention go to the heights. Play around no longer with those who are caught in human desire. Become the light and its victory wherever you move. And one day, when the reaction of their own desires becomes painful enough, they will turn to those who went to the light and then become the light of the world. And they will one day cry for that light and desire it of their own accord when their own human desires have revealed to them the results of their own choice. Purity must again come to the earth, and it can only come from the realms of purity. And one of the most powerful purifying activities of energy in the universe is the great cosmic music of our spheres of life. Our great octave of life's perfection sheds the joy of its music, the power of our light and our love, and the flame of our authority that is always victory in the physical world can surge forth the commanding presence that redeems the energy of this world and shows mankind that which is worth attaining. Were you to gratify all the desires of the outer self for eons of time, you would never be satisfied. Because you belong there. And that octave will pull and pull and pull upon you until you come back home in the light and have the one desire of all creation to produce perfection harmoniously and permanently and use the great master powers of all creation as life's divine plan originally intended. And oh, precious ones, be not concerned with individuals who still want to criticize and condemn that which points you to the height. I do plead with everyone under this radiation to be the fulfillment of obedience to the law, the very best you can, that you may be a credit to our mighty Saint Germain. But when people of the outer world say, well, look at the people in the activity, look at all the things they're still doing, that's no proof the truth of the law isn't correct. If a student of mathematics, as the messenger said last night, refused to study the laws of mathematics and give obedience to their use, constantly looked around at the individuals who are working problems and making mistakes, and saying, why bother with the law when individuals were making mistakes? Well, the individual would simply rob himself or herself of the blessing which the great principle of mathematics would give. And I want all under this radiation to remember to be the defenders of your mighty Saint Germain's priceless gift. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Precious ones, when the mighty Saint Germain chose of his own free will, taking the full responsibility himself to bring this knowledge of the mighty I'm presence into outer physical world channels, if he had had a group of individuals with sprouting wings, he wouldn't have had to bring the light. You want to remember, when he offered the light, he offered it and offered to those who would carry it its blessing if they would take the responsibility. Therefore, he had to give the divinest gift in creation to mankind to be carried by those who needed it and those who were as yet not perfect. Therefore, if there are those who feel, well, the people in the activity are not doing these things, give us a little more time and I'll show you a whole lot of them that will. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Precious ones, it's been only 16 years since this light came forth, and you yourselves see among yourselves its effect in those who have applied the truth of the law. Well, 16 years to gain this much change is very little time when mankind have been on the Roman holiday of their own desires for 2.5 million years. Now, you've all had the Roman holiday, gratifying every conceivable desire through the centuries. And then if in 16 years you can gain this much improvement and have your creation of the past cut away, isn't it almost instantaneous compared to the length of time that it took to generate your limitation? So you have nothing to be discouraged about. And if people don't like you, well, I wouldn't be concerned. I love you. Thank you, precious ones. I remain standing. I must leave. And this I want to leave with you. I have offered you my life's flame of love that brings you victory, insulates you against the pull of the human in the outer world, shows you the great day star of your ultimate achievement, and lifts you on the wing of song to attain your greater powers and enjoy their use while yet unascended, and in that enjoyment be the magnetic pull that strengthens the light in others and draws mankind up into their eternal perfection. I think it is a worthy goal. I stand your guard. My flame of love, united with the flame of your life, becomes for you the master presence and fulfillment of your every heart's call in the fulfillment of the divine plan. I'm the human desire of the outer world, if you have accepted me today, can claw till they are through, but they shall not reach you on those hands of destructive forces that are reaching to touch the children of light shall be compelled back into their own cause, and you, insulated in our sacred fire, become the great central sun magnet's loving action and blessing of victory, not only to yourselves, but to your nation and the world. I have given my heart's flame to you, and it becomes in your life enough strength and power of the sacred fire to always make you victorious in anything that is constructive that you care to accomplish. So, with my enfolding mantle, I'm the great cosmic call to the central sun for the descent of those flames of eternal victory to enter into your life streams now and become the strength and power of love from the heights of creation. Shall you go forward, and time will tell, and the future will reveal the reality and the power and the value of my gift. Thank you. I bid you adieu, but I trust it will not be goodbye. Won't you be seated?